There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night rolls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcasting, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host, Tom Lacombera Stewart. Very quickly, I want to share with you a clip that was released just not that long ago, which is the second release from Representative Matt Shea, representative of the state of Washington. Roll that clip.
Good evening, everybody. This is Matt Shea, state representative from Spokane Valley, Washington. Here once again on Readout News, thanks to Sherry Diwali. It is 11 o'clock on Saturday night, and I've obtained more information, another smoking gun in regards to the BLM and their case down in Nevada. And particularly this time, it is a list of what they perceived is their vulnerabilities in the case. I want to talk very quickly about who this memo is from. It's from the assistant special agent in charge, Kent Kleeman, and it is a memorandum of activity specifically in regards to his collection and review of Special Agent Clint Wooten's Gold Butte investigative case materials. And in this memorandum, it's a three-page memorandum, it says that on October 14, 2016, there was notes that Special Agent Wooten had prepared for a conference call with the heading, quote, potential issues / critical vulnerabilities, end quote. And this very specifically is referring to the case, these critical vulnerabilities in the case of the BLM. I want to read off the four critical vulnerabilities that Special Agent Wooten believes were in the BLM's case. And some of these are kind of, again, shocking, just like what we broke nationally on Friday. These are very shocking. And once again, I believe warrant an investigation not only by Congress, but by Secretary Zinke and also by the Trump administration. So number one, quote, BLM was heavy-handed, even cruel, in the enforcement of the court order. I want to read that again. BLM was heavy-handed, even cruel, in the enforcement of the court order, end quote. That brings up several questions. Is he referring to the fact that instead of the cattle being rounded up pursuant to the court order, they were actually killed and they attempted to bury them in a mass grave? Are they talking about the fact that he is referring to the bulls of Clive and Bundy being shot, which clearly was an effort to destroy the herd, not round them up? Is Special Agent Wooten referring to the fact that they established a First Amendment zone, which for most of us Americans is ridiculous? America is a First Amendment zone. And is he referring to maybe the deployed snipers down there? Or is he referring to the fact that people had been tased or thrown in the dirt had been harassed in what was essentially a public right-of-way? those are all questions that are raised by this statement by, again, Special Agent Wooten, that this is a critical vulnerability in the BLM's case. Number two in this memo, quote, BLM lacked law enforcement authority in their case, end quote. Is he referring to the fact that some of this did not occur on federal land? Is he referring to the fact that 43 U.S.C. Section 1733 C1 really clearly says that when the BLM feels that they need assistance, that they need to rely on, to the greatest extent possible, local law enforcement for enforcement actions? Again, raising a lot of questions with this statement that this was a critical vulnerability in the BLM's case. Number three, quote, BLM is a point of the resources, such as grazing. I want to read that one again, because for all of us that have been watching the Western lands issue for all of these years, we have brought up the fact that the BLM, the Forest Service, are not good managers of the land. But here, Special Agent Wooten is admitting that one of the critical vulnerabilities in the BLM's case is, quote, BLM is a poor manager of the resources such as grazing, end quote. I think that really speaks for itself, but doesn't that raise a question to all of us? If BLM cannot perform the purpose for which it was even created, why does BLM exist in the first place? It really raises the question of whether we need a BLM at all. And I know many of you out there have comments on that. But for those of us that are elected officials that have BLM managed lands in our states, Washington State has 435,000 acres. Again, this raises many, many questions about what is really going on behind the scenes at the BLM. And lastly, number four, quote, Dan Love had a personal agenda and is immoral. And then in parentheses, it says jury appeal, in parentheses, end quote. So, again, raising questions that really were also raised last Thursday when we broke this story nationally about some of the allegations in the communication between Special Agent Wooten and the National Criminal Discovery Coordinator that were saying that Special Agent in Charge Dan Love may have committed sexual misconduct or at least allowed it to go on in the office, among many other improprieties that were alleged in that communication. So, once again, a smoking gun in the case down in Nevada, and bringing up a lot of questions that, if nothing else, I think warrant a further investigation by Congress. I think warrant a further investigation by the Trump administration, and specifically Secretary Zinke. And I want to thank all of you out there, all you American patriots, they believe in freedom and liberty. They believe that government exists to protect the rights of life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same, because eternal vigilance means that we need, all of us, not just elected officials, but all of us need to be eternally vigilant and need to step up when we have the opportunity to do something about it. And that's what I am doing tonight. And I hope that this spurs further conversation. And please spread this far and wide. I'm going to be posting this document momentarily on my Facebook page again. I will make sure that it gets through to Readout News as well. And once again, thank you to Readout News and Sherry Davali. You've been doing a great job covering this trial. May God bless all of you, and good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Matthew Thomas Shea from Washington House of Representatives, representing the 4th Legislative District. Let me tell you something a little bit about Matt Shea, because you're going to hear a lot. He's going to be under attack. He was born in Spokane. He attended Gonzaga University, earning a BA in History and Political Science, followed by a law degree from the School of Law there. You know, he credits this is, I'm reading this from a printout that I had prepared for you. This man is incredible. He credits his father with teaching him the importance of giving back to America the gratitude for all the freedoms this country has given to him. He credits his wife, Victoria. Now, I want you to pay attention to this. His wife, Victoria, for an incredible perspective on freedom after living under communist rule in Ukraine during her childhood. Do you think this man knows exactly what it is that he is standing against? His military career, he joined as a reserved officer of training corps, RTC, continuing as a distinguished military graduate from Gonzaga University in 1996, finishing in the top three of his officer basic training course. From May 96 to June 2006, he served in the United States Army at Fort Knox, Kentucky, Fort Carson, Colorado, achieving the rank of captain. He served two combat tours, one as a platoon leader in Camp Tabal, Bosnia-Herzegovina, for 8 months, and then 11 months as a company commander in Baghdad, Iraq. Later, he was recognized as the top-rated chaplain in his battalion. He is a chaplain. He's been awarded the Bronze Star, Meritorious Service Medal, Army Commendation Medal with Oak Leaf Cluster, Army Achievement Medal with three Oak Leaf Clusters, the Combat Infantryman's Badge, and the Order of St. Maurice. Shea is a lifetime member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Legion, and the National Infantry Association. He was first elected to office in 2008 and was named Rookie Legislator of the Year by the Everett Herald. He was reelected in 2012, 2014, and in 2016. He co-founded Washington State's Freedom Agenda slate of conservative legislation, including House Bill 1568, House Bill 1918, and House Bill 2785. He voted against Washington State gay marriage legislation in 2009, again in 2012. Shea endorsed Ron Paul during the 2012 presidential primaries. And as a side note over here, I have Ron Paul also endorsed him. This is just a little bit. He also was a co-founder of the coalition, the Coalition of Western States, COWS, which I'm going to get to that in just a second. He said the goals of COWS was to facilitate the transfer of public lands back to the state level and to have the states and counties manage the land during the 2014 occupation of Mount Hewer. Shea and other COWS members traveled to Burns attempting to negotiate on behalf of the folks there. To give you an idea, of course, then there's you know how the press is. You're going to find a lot. This man is a Christian who loves the people that he serves, who loves his family, and you know that he's an A number one target, as we are. It's no surprise, of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, as far as I'm concerned, only gives him a badge of honor in this forum. I spoke with Matt just a few moments ago before we were about to go to live broadcast. There has been a horrible train derailment in Washington State. Many people have been killed. He's going into a meeting. He could not make the time work with the live broadcast. So he apologized most sincerely and said that he would absolutely reschedule for possibly Wednesday. So he will be coming on the show, but for a situation out of his control, he cannot be here tonight. I believe that he also spoke with Staff Sergeant Mo. Are you still there? Are you there with me, Mo?
I am right here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to give a little bit of a pedigree of this fine individual who's taken such a stand for life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness and the ability to protect it.
Yes, I know that you're at great risk for his own expense with his reputation and his liberty, et cetera. I mean, it's a huge risk that he took, but it is true. I mean, he's not telling us anything without the black and white evidence, obviously.
Yep. Yep, we have it right here. I have it right here in front of me. Folks, I was on the National Intel Report earlier, and I do believe, Mike, is this posted to Republic Broadcasting Network's website yet, the Wooten revelation? Okay, it's posted at Republic Broadcasting his website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can find that. And as well, for those of you that that use Scribd, it's posted at RTR Truth Media on Scribd. And I do believe I sent over to either to you or to John, Mike, we sent over the 3-page memorandum of activity that came from the ASAC Kent Clemen. Okay, they're posted together. Awesome. So to go back over this very quickly, also we're going to have up tonight, we're going to have Shauna Cox and Laz. Everybody knows Shauna and Laz. God love them. I'm looking at here, case material review for new exculpatory information. Now, he went on to say this special asshat in charge. Sorry. He went on to say, I found similar material that Wooten Hand wrote in preparation for February 3rd, 2017 conversation Wooten had with me and SAC Good about how Wooten believes that the BLM is in violation of the law regarding its law enforcement authority. Might have something to do with trying to do enforcement operations on a state or county road rather than on so-called federal lands. Might have something to do with it. Dogs throwing people down to the ground. I don't know. Maybe. Just maybe. Just speculating.
Yeah, a little criminal activity there on their behalf. Yeah.
You'd think.
I mean, allegedly, of course. Even though I've seen it all on video, it's still alleged and unknown and undetermined, of course. But we must hold this on the jury and have secret tribunals.
Of course.
Sorry for the sarcasm.
That's just okay. There is a specific section in these notes with the heading, BLM didn't turn over required exculpatory material / destroyed evidence. The supporting notes below the heading state that the government didn't turn in exculpatory information, but the topics listed under that heading, shredded documents at dispatch texts and emails that make officers look unprofessional, gaps in dispatch audio recordings, etc., were all made known to the prosecution and the defense. This exculpatory evidence section in his notes didn't contain any previously undisclosed information. Wait a minute. How can you take someone to trial when you... I don't care if they let it out right at the onset when they were supposed to. They had bags of shredded evidence. What right? Now, keep in mind, this is the meme that the government wants you to take, is that the taxpayer funds all this stuff, right? So what right does any agent of the government have, I mean, even the CIA, if you want to get to that, to just arbitrarily decide, this isn't exculpatory, this is just trash, we don't need it, let's send it through the shredder and send it to the landfill. And exactly how do I fill out a FOIA on that? Go ahead, please.
You interject a thought that I constantly reflect very, very hard on would be, how did we get a grand jury indictment based off fodder only and no hard evidence? Should we not be taking a much closer look at the process of the grand jury indictments themselves now?
I would say
built on hand and the false narratives, obviously, and their own evidence of their own misconduct being shredded, and no evidence of the defendants.
right. Well, it just it goes to show that Cliven knew that this was there was something very wrong. And people came from all over. And here's another thing that bothers me. Let me tell you just one other thing that bothers me. And this is that goes to the coalition of the Western states. Okay, we're not talking about just some backwoods yokels. We're talking about elected officials. I hate this word, elected representatives. I have to stop using that word. Let me just share with you guys real quickly before we bring Shauna and Laz on a little bit of the background for those of you that aren't as aware of who and what Cows is. This is from April 14, 2014, so bear with me. It's slightly outdated, but it gets to the root of it. A newly formed coalition of state legislatures, sheriffs, and other representatives and leaders in the Patriot community has been announced today at the site, the recently liberated Bundy Ranch, the new alliance called the Coalition of Western States was joined today by an additional 20 state legislators from Idaho, Montana, Washington, Utah, Arizona, and Nevada. They've vowed to stand their ground along with their fellow countrymen to fight back against the war on rural America and the plundering of land by an increasingly overreaching federal government. In other words, these folks came together to do exactly what it was they were elected to do. This is the thing that drives me nuts, because, of course, COWS is also listed as a hate group on the Southern Poverty Lawyers Center website. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because it is absolutely, it's insane to just to take a group of 20 or more state legislators and sheriffs and respected people of their community, and they just hate. What do they hate? They hate communism. They hate globalism. They hate United Nations encroachments. They hate selling off maybe our uranium stockpiles to a foreign nation that doesn't have our best interest at heart. Wow. Doing their jobs, in other words, has now become a hate crime, folks. So I'll just leave it at that. It's just great, isn't it? That's what hate has become.
Anything that the SPLA puts onto their sites basically allows me to understand whoever they hate is who I shall love and embrace.
Well, you know what? I love them, too, only because I'm... Look, you know, I have listeners that are of all persuasions. I'm Christian, and it's very difficult for me to pray for these people. It is, because I have to grit my teeth when I do it. They don't understand what hate is. I want them to lose this immorality that they have of smearing everyone who doesn't think in the hive collectivist mindset. And everything to them is a community. Oh, we have to protect the community. No, you have to protect individual rights. I don't even use that word community anymore.
With integrity. With integrity. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I will protect my neighbor if my neighbor is under assault. I will protect them to protect their individual rights, not because they're a member of any community or not a member of a community, because we don't have complete shared interests and goals. But you know what you do have? You have individual rights, and we do have a shared goal to protect each and every one of each other in this fight for individual rights. This collectivist mindset has really gone insane. Anyway,
They do go and protect at their convenience, of course, and interest is the First Amendment. They advocate for that wholeheartedly. However, they're not against censoring the First Amendment rights of those they disagree with, though.
Well, their definition of First Amendment free speech is the right to shut down others who are sharing opinions that they disagree with by means of violence, threats, noise. That's not speech. Speech is this. This is what we're doing right now. This is speech.
They use false propaganda in order to sell that to their audience.
Absolutely. So anyway, we do have is Shauna and Laz with us there, Mike? Okay, good.
Can you hear me? Yes.
I certainly can. Welcome to the show. So nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I'm always
you
happy
too,
to hear from you, Shauna.
Shauna, it's Maureen. Yes. I just want to say hi, and I miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too, and I'm just so proud of you, Tom, and thank you for that nice introduction for Matt. That is phenomenal. You do such a good job.
Why, thank you. I try. Well, I'm very impressed when somebody who actually does their job, I know that this shouldn't shock us or surprise us. It should be the norm. But when I find such a man with such integrity, that kind of man makes me want to be a better man.
Oh, isn't that right? Isn't that true? He is.
Yes, ma'am. Just like Cliven. When I met Cliven, he made me feel the same way. What makes you? He's the kind of guy, you spend any time with him. I know that everybody, they get this perception from the media. If you spend any time with him, You gotta love the guy. And people of all races, all faiths, of so many people that I saw at the Bundy Ranch that coalesced around Mr. Bundy. And, you know,
he had integrity and honor.
Oh, hearing the media is just like you want to bash your face into a wall. Yeah.
Do we have Lazar on definitely... the line, too?
Laz, I think he's there. Is you there, Laz?
Yes.
There he is. There he is. That's my buddy, Laz.
The strong, silent
hey,
one.
Laz.
Yeah. Well, we got it. We got a bunch of folks here tonight, but you know, we'll keep it moving here. So, Shauna, you guys, I understand you took a trip. Is there anything you can talk about that?
Oh, well, not a lot yet. I'm hoping things will start coming out a little bit more, and we'll.
Oh, okay. All right. I won't push you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soon, we hope.
I didn't know.
Going out into that.
That's right. So, all right. So, what we do have, we can discuss. And I've been reading through these 18 pages, and I started off taking a highlighter to it, and I had to stop because I was turning the whole thing yellow. it blows my mind. This is a really, really huge revelation. To anybody that just tuned in, please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Now, what do we have that titled as, Mike? You know? Let me... Yeah, U.S. Okay, so it's an obvious headline. You'll know what it is when you get to it. Okay, so it links to RTR Truth Media. That's cool. So it's a Bundy. It's basically the bombshell that was exposed. Everything is in the body of the article. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, or you go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, because they well messed up my website while I was down for this year. So I'm going to have to spend some time repairing that. So Resurrect the Republic will be somewhat functional soon, I hope. But, you know, I've had people ask me, Shauna, you know, you spent a year away from your wife. And I had these, you know, detractors say, was it worth it? You know what I have to say? What do you think I have to say, Shauna?
Well, I hope you said yes, because so did Ammon and Ryan.
Every minute it was worth it. The only thing, you know, I feel
good for you.
I feel worse for my wife, who took it pretty tough. But I have to say,
it is hard.
It is hard. But having it to do all over again, would I do it again? Yep, absolutely. I hope we all
your
would, and that's
a,
what it's going to take.
Your wife was a trooper, though. She was a trooper, though, and an advocate for you like no other. So she did great.
Oh, I know. I love her with all my heart. I don't know what I would do without her. I don't know what I'd do without her. Drives me nuts.
She's very strong.
In a good way, in a very good way. She's always making sure that I cross my T's and dot my I's. I don't know what I'd do without her. But then again, that's what marriage is about.
That's
so anyway. Yeah, that is. It sure is. So now, what do we covered this 18 pages. Is there anything more you can expand on this? What are your thoughts on this, Shauna?
Well, all I can say is that when the truth comes out, and it's a shame that it takes somebody from the inside to verify what we've been saying for 2 years or 3 years, and that's what's really sad, because nothing is new to us. We already knew all that. You know, it's just that the world didn't know that, or they didn't believe it, or they wouldn't allow us to say it. You know, and so we're really, really thankful that this man has felt inspired enough to step out and tell the truth, that he has integrity and honor and put his life on the line like so many of these others that have put their life on the line to tell the things that are really happening. It's important that
Shauna,
we do that. Sometimes we got to stand up and testify.
Shauna, and yes. This would be a question that you may only have a speculative answer to. Do you ever get the feeling, with all that's coming out from multiple sources now, and maybe some different advocate journalists, independent journalists on the ground, working with different entities possibly, that there might be more than one whistleblower possibly?
Well, I don't know, but I do know this. There has to be some other people who have some integrity that might just follow suit, that would be willing to step up and also have seen the wrongs, because I know there are. I know there's a number of them. And when do they get brave to step up? I don't know, but I believe that it can happen. When somebody takes the lead, such as Wooten, then there's probably going to be others to follow.
Agreed. Well said. Well said. And that is something that we definitely want to continue to encourage. This is what right looks like. And it's never easy to take the, hard right over the easy left. But this is what right and honorable looks like. This is integrity. This is when you see something wrong, say something. Now, this man didn't just start reporting in regards to all of the forms of misconduct, both in his office as well as with the investigation, and all the things that he'd seen mishandled and possibly some criminal activities within his organization. But he was reporting this within the chain of command per regulation appropriately and being dismissed, ignored, ridiculed, and even faced retribution. And therefore, at the end, Stephen Myrie had pressured for his reassignment. And 2 days after official reports were in writing, he was removed. That is, I know that world, and I know how hard it is to be entrenched in a world that you intended to serve honorably, and then you see the toxicity, and then you have to deal with that when you still have your honor and integrity and that you held the core values you were taught to heart, and they never got twisted up with you. And then you move forward with, by regulation, dotting the I's and crossing the T's appropriately to only be shot down, to only be attacked, to only be removed, to be dismissed, ridiculed, and your integrity and your character and reputation at stake, even wrongfully so. I understand. That's how hard this was for him long before we ever knew about it inside the courtroom, or some of us could guess about it, long before the discovery, long before, you have to think about all the steps he took long before. He was always alone at one point, and he still did this, but he did it, and this is honorable, and you can do it, and you can also, if you have friends willing to stand with you that aren't fearful and have the courage to stand with you, I would encourage groups of you that witness the same events to stand together. Do not be in fear of the retribution. Individually, you will fall. They can attack you, but when you come together in a group, you can attack with honor and integrity and the entire thing and succeed.
Well, I would say it's a defense, and it takes more than one to support each other. And remember this, united we stand, divided we fall. I've said that how many times? Hundreds.
Oh,
that's what it takes. We have to stand together.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's one other thing that it takes, in my opinion, which is, you know, we say it takes one, it takes more, it takes one God. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. That's Luke 8:17, and one of the things that was inspiring to me was to see just how rock solid in their faith the Bundys have been. And it's amazing to me that everybody said, oh, they're going to prison for a long time in Oregon. Yep, didn't happen. Now they come here, and all of the things that they said that the media blew off and they didn't report and misreported. I've been going through, Sean, and tabulating articles from mainstream media news sources and highlighting blatant out-and-out slander, just absolute false reporting, and I'm making the list and I'm checking it twice, and I'm not Santa Claus, and I have to say there's going to be some, we need to start holding these media entities accountable for the things that they say and do that harm other people. Now, I'm not with the whole hate speech thing. I'm all with free speech, but you're entitled to your own opinion. The one thing that you're not entitled to is your own facts, and to blatantly lie and to continue a meme. I think that it was proven to the press some time ago that Cliven didn't owe the amount of money that they alleged that he did. And once this came out and this was rock solid, there is still articles being published that claim that he didn't pay his taxes, he didn't pay his $1 million in fees. This smears people in the eyes of the public. And I, for one, I think that something should be done about it. That's just my own personal opinion.
Here.
I agree. How do you take it back?
Well, what you have to do is you have to contact them. They have to print a retraction and you file against them in a civil court. And I, you know, it's not about money. It really has nothing to do with money. Not enough times do we have an opportunity such as this one, where you have so many different publications that have out and out lied. They can all point the finger at each other. It doesn't matter. They have the responsibility to check their facts before printing it. And if all they're doing is checking their facts is going to Wikipedia and the Southern Poverty Law Center, well, you know, I'm going to take exception with the Southern Poverty Law Center too, because I've read some of their stuff and it's just absolute falsehoods. Now, of course, they're a team of little communist lawyers over there, so I'm not going to expect that would be an easy fight. But it's a fight that I think that it's worthy to be had. It's just we can't let them continue to get away with this, because they smear you by numbers. And then once public perception is built up, you know, I talk to people all the time that still come at me with the same old stuff. This programs people's minds to believe a completely false narrative. And then, you know, these same people, when they go and they have to vote or they have to go and make a decision on something, they're basing their decisions on completely false information. I don't know. I would like to see something happen with it, to be honest with you. When this is all over, I think it's time to line up the liars and take them to task with the tools that we've been given. I mean, Lord knows, I know that everybody is probably sick and tired of seeing a courtroom. But
and they're, well, no, they're not. They're happy if they can get the message across that they've been trying to say for 40 years.
Right.
Well, 25
right.
years.
Yeah. Well, amen to that, huh?
Well, if I may interject, I would like
Please.
To round each one of these criminals from the Center Poverty Center, including George Soros, and take them down to Saudi Arabia and basically crucify them the way they should be, like dogs. What they are.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like I always told them. But like I always say,
he's getting wound up.
I got big shoulders, and I don't fear any of those little punks, especially those guys with twisted ties. I can care less. But nonetheless, I mean, the only reason, one of the things that I love when Shauna sits back and once in a while probably tap me on the shoulder when I go after these criminals, especially when we're in Washington D.C. You know, going right there in front of their house and just saying, you know what, these are the criminals where they're located. And, you know, if I have to go down to the Center of Poverty Center and go live stream right in front of the criminal organization, I probably will. I'm just dying for one of those criminals to call me out directly so I can go down there and show them.
Not going to call you out. They're cowards. They are cowards. I called Morris
well,
Deeds.
Well, Laz is not a coward. Laz would do
no,
it.
No,
he'd take the bulldog by the throat if he could.
I bet he would. You know, I couldn't even get them to debate me in an open forum. I called Morris Deeds and Mark Potok, and I challenged them on their article that said that Marxism, cultural Marxism, neo-Marxism, and postmodernism is just a vast right-wing conspiracy theory. Although we have literally Antifa waving the Soviet flag coming out, and all these social justice warriors at the universities, and if you sit down and see some of these videos that some of these students have made, they're teaching overt
out in the open Marxism. It's Marxist theory. It's critical theory, and it's so it they just they're lying to people, and it's just it infuriates me because I think they did a I was watching Stephen Crowder, Louder with Crowder, and he showed that it was like 17-1 liberal progressive professors against conservatives. You know why that is? Conservatives are out in the real world working. That's why.
That's a valid point, because look at Karras Sutton, what he did to the University of Arizona, brainwashing everybody with a biological center of diversity. I mean, what a joke. Matter of fact, that was another criminal that I went after. Karras Sutton in his own little hometown here in Tucson, Arizona, I believe that's where they're established, in Tucson. I mean, I went over there, and I was happily put myself live streaming and, you know, taking the fight to these criminals.
Now, Tom, let's not forget Antifa is working. George Soros pays their checks.
Oh, I know. And, you know, I have a bunch of internet friends. That's what I call them, that they search and scour the internet for all Marxist material. And what they do is then they take this Marxist material, the social justice material and all of this stuff, and then they make spoof videos. And I'm going to tell you, you want to know why YouTube is so totalitarian now? All of these folks, you'll see, if you look at their video productions, they're like, you know, 1,000 thumbs up, 4 thumbs down. You go to the original video, 4 thumbs up, 1,500 thumbs down. But you still have Google and YouTube protecting the Marxists over top of the people that are promoting free speech, free thought, and true, what I call true intellectualism, not this pseudo science, social science intellectualism that you have in universities today. This is Marxism, folks. We are seriously under a Marxist attack. And here's another thought of mine, right? You know how they call everybody who's conservative, Christian, all that, they're calling us Nazis, right? And we're sitting there looking at them going, what is wrong with you? Do you even know what a Nazi is? No, I know why they're doing this. This is being programmed into them, and I'll tell you why. I'm no apologist for what happened in World War II. I'm no Nazi apologist, but I want to tell you people, I'm a historian, right? Everybody's heard of the book burnings, right? The Nazis burned all the books. Do you know what books that they burn? A lot of people don't know this. The rise of fascism, which was National Socialism and actually more of a leftist ideology than ever a right, they were burning the Marxist literature that had polluted and destroyed their country. What the Marxists did was they brought a backlash, right? Knowing that this backlash is created by their rise, this is happening here in America, and they're trying to get out in front of it and smear us all like we're some kind of Nazis or they don't understand at all the concept of freedom. Nazis weren't about freedom, they were about collectivism, but this is why they're having to get around this. They know that there's a backlash coming. The George Soroses of the world know that there's a backlash coming. And they have to smear us now, while they can, with every hideous name that they can attach to us, so that public perception moves against us. But it's not working. It's not working. I'm seeing that happen out there. People are starting to look and say, you know what? What you're doing is probably good for us, because now you have things like Prager University sprouting up, Liberty University sprouting up, and these different small little schools of free thought. And people are not wanting to send their kids. They're losing major money at these universities right now because of all of this Marxist nonsense. Tearing down statues, people invading classrooms and holding up signs. Screaming that this isn't an intellectual environment. This is supposed to be a safe place. This is a home we're creating here. No, honey, no, Snowflake. I think it's time you go back home. What we're creating is an intellectual environment so that we challenge each other's ideas. I'm watching this happen, and it's like it's almost like watching a movie that you can't turn off. All right, my rant.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, a lot of these Antifa that scream Nazi were Bernie Sanders supporters, which is an openly admitted socialist. And many
Democratic
people
realize,
yeah. Right, and admit and don't realize that Nazi was the abbreviation for National Socialist.
Yeah.
So that's kind of ironic.
No, it's a collectivist. It's all often thought that Nazis are conflated with being on the right or being conservative. Nothing can be further from the truth. True conservatism is about complete freedom, limited government. You can't have National Socialism and a limited government at the same time. These are opposites. And this is but they're trying to get out in front of that message. And because they know that there's going to be a big backlash that's coming. And these people are like a cancer. It's like cancer of the mind. Once you believe in social justice, once you believe that a man is a woman and a woman is a man, and you have to call him Zim and Zer and Zim and Zong and have three different abbreviations. Look, I identify as an attack helicopter. Does that make it so? I mean, this is just, it's insanity. Anyway, we're getting off topic, but Marxism is what we're facing right now.
Antifa was brought up, and they've been a little busy in my state apparently too today.
Really? So. Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Well, it is coming out. For those that don't know a lot about it, we've had a major tragedy, an event today, appears not to have been an accident. And cement was poured onto the tracks. We've had a train derailment out of 14 cars, 13 were derailed. We had about 6 to 8 of them on the ground. This is over an overpass, a trellis. And it was coming upon the trellis at approximately 80 miles an hour, just coming around a bend. So it was also slowing down. So now we don't know the exact speed yet until the investigative details come out.
NTSB,
NTSB is here now. FBI has come here indicating a criminal act. The Attorney General has sent them in. We are now in a state of emergency in order to give us that blank check for our joint force task operation.
No wonder Matt couldn't be with us.
Yeah, and I highly suspect him being my representative that all of our politicians and representatives are extremely busy right now. Matt being one of the most sincere, emotionally drawn representatives
man,
I know of in my state.
And it's happening.
And he's very concerned for his citizens right now. So we've had this train derailment. We have about out of 78 passengers, near 70, and the number is fluctuating as it is an ongoing investigation. The crisis part has ended. This happened approximately 0740 this morning. Out of 78 passengers, near 70 injured, and so far I've seen numbers between 3 and 6 confirmed. With official reports coming out that it was 6. But even our state management site on Facebook is still at the confirmed number 3. So we have a fluctuation right now in fatalities, but all have been, in fact, evacuated. So I'm sure somebody does have a good handle on that number. But this is horrible. And Antifa is not only, and they're not exactly taking responsibility in words. You have to read their words. They were very careful with it, but they said that we encouraged this act. And that we would, and this is how you do it. And so they gave an article, which is still up and on my wall as well. I've shared it, that this is the how to, commit, and their purpose was for the fracking protest that is ongoing today in Tacoma, Washington. And they said the intent was to stop trains and the trains they were specifying in their article were for trains bringing in equipment, et cetera, for the fracking and everything that's taking place in Tacoma. So to protest it, they decided that it would be in everybody's best interest to throw down some cement. Well, the train that went over that track today had nothing but civilian passengers, not equipment. So they've killed domestic terrorism.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to have to beep out for a minute.
So that is what's happening here in this state, and what's distracted me from our ongoing Bundy events. And I'll be heading up there to see. I'll go appropriately as close as I can with respect to the fact that I'm sure they have at least three perimeters set up by now. I'm very familiar with Joint Force Task Operations, as is was my training before even retiring. It's an extremely large operation, even for a contained site. This is contained, and the investigations have begun, the initial steps. There is audio. They had the audio recorder. They've obtained that. There were cameras that were just on board, so they'll be protecting those, the integrity of those things. Those were the initial items already obtained. We move forward
into
the details and facts.
So let me make a little comparison real quick that just came to mind. I don't know, just kind of funny, it came to my mind. They called us domestic terrorists, although literally at all times there were like hundreds of people at Mount Hoor and who knows how many people at the Bundy Ranch who were armed to the teeth. This is true because that was their absolutely constitutionally protected right. And not one federal agent, not one police officer, not one civilian was killed at the Bundy Ranch or assaulted by anybody from our contingency. And in Mount Hoor, the only one that died, God rest his soul, LaVoy Finicum, by the other side. And we're called domestic terrorists, yet a couple idiots with some bags of concrete managed to kill people because of fracking.
And that's exactly the comparison I was hoping would be on our minds right now. That was exactly the comparison and conclusion I would hope that is so easy to draw at this point, so obvious and plain.
And they call us haters?
Oh, they're projecting.
They
are simply projecting, and this is a tactic, they are projecting their own misconduct, character flaws, terrorism, acts of violence and aggression that they do themselves, and quite hypocritically, and that's a nice word, projecting that upon those that have been peaceable, because our truth is interfering and impeding with the agenda globally and nationally. Evil is behind the scenes here. And this is where Laz can get into the details. Laz and Shauna can get into the details of the greed that is behind us, the fraud that is behind us, who's making the money and who has betrayed this nation. But these are tools. These idiots, these domestic terrorists were misled.
These useful idiots.
Very professional people.
Stalin used to call them useful idiots, is what he called them.
Useful idiots. Yes, they were. These are tools in the tool bag of very powerful elitists that I know Laz and Shauna can discuss more on. And they were being used and misled and misguided and given false passions, you know, hate this and hate that because those are the bad guys. And without being educated, as they are not, they're quite ignorant. As you've seen, many Antifa propagandics that are making no sense whatsoever. Child's play, but it's not. It's not child's play anymore. Now, is it? There are dead people now. They have killed people. They are now murderers. And they simply just
help. They sure are.
Oh, they just help the greedy. These people will go to prison for their acts. Who is really succeeding in dividing this nation? And why are they dividing this nation? What is the overall agenda? And that is what I'll let Laz and Shauna address.
Well, I really don't have a lot of faith. I hope you have a lot more faith in the justice system than I do, because I don't see them going to prison. It seems to me like the guilty get go free and it's the innocent to get put in jail anymore.
Well, I said they're going to prison, but I didn't say for how long. You're right. I didn't say I had confidence in that system because the elitists control it. And that they're going to help them, but they're going to try to lock us up. That's part of the agenda.
Well, you know what?
We're called dissidents.
I have my faith. I don't put in man. I don't put faith in any system. I put my faith in God.
Amen.
My faith is in God solely, and I have watched God work absolute miracles. And I know that there's been a lot of suffering, but, you know, many of the apostles suffered too, keep in mind. Many people suffered, and in fact, we weren't guaranteed a Rose Garden, folks. You know, we're going to be persecuted for his namesake, but our payoff is eternal life, and their payoff, well, isn't. And that's where, you know, it breaks my heart, and I'll tell you why it breaks my heart and why I feel sorry for them, because, you know, that may shock some people, but I feel sorry for them because a lot of these people have been indoctrinated from very young ages, and it really breaks my heart to see these broken, miserable, angry souls that just cannot see true love. They can't see true love. That's all they see is victimization and hate. They live in what could be one of the freest republics in the world. It certainly it started off in that direction. But still, they still have all the advantages. I mean, I hear these people crying and screaming how oppressed they are with their iPhones and at universities. And it just, these guys are being brainwashed by these Fabian socialists, Frankfurt School socialist. I mean, if you really look into the background of the Marxists at Columbia University and all of these other universities and where they got their start, trace back into the Bill Ayers of the world and the Josephine Dorns and the Cloward Piven strategy of overwhelming the United States with forced mass immigration to collapse the nation. The goal here is the destruction of the free republic. That is and it's been going on for a long time. But the only hope that I have here is that, you know, a lot of people said in Oregon, they're all going to prison for a very long time. Yet, God did shine his light into the hearts of those jurors. God did give, I mean, Ryan Bundy is incredible. Ammon is too. I mean, some of the statements that came from Ryan were so powerful, and you know, and some of the interviews with the jurors and such that learned more about the Constitution sitting in that trial than they ever learned in school. So this is why we come here and we do what we do to keep educating people as to what's really important. God, family, country, education. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic. Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.